Common manipulation techniques include 1. Arbitrary positive enforcement. That's giving strong praise and then sometimes withholding it. 2. Love bombing. Over-the-top initial adoration, followed by subsequent withdrawal. 3. Negative reinforcement. The manipulator stops doing something you don't like when you start doing something they do like. 4. Unfathomable smokescreens. Shifting the focus from the actual issue by claiming that you are the problem. 5. Having your feelings turned against you. Putting pressure on someone's weak points, particularly ones that they're not proud of. 6. The triangle drama. Enthusiastically talking about or introducing a third party to confuse everything. 7. Gaslighting. Distorting someone's sense of reality and making them question their own sanity. This comes from the 1944 film Gaslight, in which a husband drives his wife mad by secretly changing the lighting and many other environmental elements whilst denying it. And 8. The silent treatment. Passive aggressively refusing to comment at all. What's good about it? The main driving forces behind why people manipulate each other are theoretical, that's wanting to learn more, practical economic, to gain possessions and money, aesthetic, to be stylish or acquire stylish trappings, social, to look better in front of others, individualistic, to gain personal power, and traditional, to gain standing in hierarchies, such as in a religious group. The formula for dealing with a manipulator is this. The first part is to say when you, and then describe what they're doing that you want them to stop. The second part is I feel, where you describe exactly what sort of negative feeling is created. The third part is if you stopped, where you mention and specify the objectionable behaviour, and instead, and then describe the behaviour you want. Part 4 is then I'm going to feel, where you specify the feeling you want to have to lead to a better outcome. So in summary, when you X, I feel Y, if you stopped Z, and instead did A, then I'm going to feel B. Interestingly, research shows that psychopaths are most common in these professions. CEO, lawyer, media jobs, that's TV and radio mainly, sales, surgeon and journalist. What you have to watch? More often than not, the advice to those being manipulated by a psychopath is simply to get out of there, which of course is not always possible.